The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
Oh, you don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow. I know it's been a minute, and I'm finally catching up, but y'all ain't gonna believe this. So I'm watching, I had like 10 episodes of Arrow, and I'm going through, I've already watched them all. Woo! And I started going through them and taking my notes down, you know, like my highlights, because when I watched them the first time around, I had my son, while he's watching little surprise egg videos, I'm watching Arrow on the other side of me, so I can't really exactly take notes, right? So I'm going through all my episodes today, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, I'm almost done, because I got the wife and the little one out for this specific reason, because they're looking out for me. And I get to the finale, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, how come I can't rewatch the finale? Finds out my U-verse has gone out, and they're not going to be here till tomorrow. So I have no internet, no U-verse, no TV. I guess it's just movies tonight. But still, my point is, so close. So I'm going to knock these out as fast as I possibly can, and hopefully get to the finale sometime tomorrow for you guys. But like I said, another episode of Talking Arrow available now on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow, you'll be able to find it there. Plus, if you go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, you can find them there as well. I don't have my Good Shows people pulled up on my phone because it's charging, but I do have an email from my girl, Anna B. She is a fellow Arrow fan. She used to do recap shows with me. She's from Australia. She is a huge fan. So I got a couple of emails from her. Hopefully next season we'll be able to team up somehow, but both our schedules are crazy, and her being over in Australia and me here being in the States, it's kind of crazy. But enough of that. Let's get into the episode. February 10th episode. The episode was called It's called Sins of the Father. I was trying to make it sound all big and I messed that up. Sins of the Father. Going through these notes real quick. It's been a minute since I watched this episode, so I had to refresh my mind. But it definitely starts off with a bang, where we're dealing with Nyssa telling pretty much Oliver that she wants Malcolm dead in return for the antidote to save Thea, which is kind of messed up. But I could see why Nyssa is like that, because, of course, Thea is the one that killed Sarah and all that good stuff and everything. So so that we got that drama going on. The calculator, who I happen to like, pretty much drops the bomb on Felicity, saying that he pretty much knows her identity as Overwatch, and it's on. So that's not good. It's definitely not going to bring them closer at this moment. See what else? I thought it was a cool fight between Nyssa and Malcolm. And definitely Malcolm gives Oliver an earful. Malcolm is just one of those guys where I love him. He's just freaking hilarious. And I love how he just shows up anywhere, anytime he wants to, because he's got ninja skills. But then on the flip side, that you just want to choke him sometimes, because he's like one of those friends that just gets you in trouble all the time. It's like, oh my God, if he goes out with us, you know we're going to get in trouble. But then the next day, you all sit around and go, you're such an idiot, but I love you. That's how I feel about Malcolm Merlyn. He's just awesome. Let's see what else. I was very surprised, but not surprised, that Oliver takes the challenge to for Nyssa to fight Malcolm. And was it just me, or I just felt like Malcolm's fight with Oliver was a little weak. I figured it was going to be like more climactic. Is that even a word? I think so. Maybe. I don't know. But still, I thought it was going to be bigger, and it wasn't. And then Malcolm kind of like gets on his knees, and then he's like, go ahead, chop my head off. And then freaking Oliver cuts off his hand, which I see why, because of Thea and everything else. But still, well, you know, it just goes back to that friend. Like, you know, you don't want to kill your friend. You just want to hurt him really bad. And I guess that's what they did. And then Nyssa gets the assassin ring. So now she's in control, which I love her too. And they save Thea, which is awesome, because I like Thea. Especially when she goes around really killing people. I was very shocked. My mouth dropped open. I do remember that when I first watched this episode. Felicity calls the cops on her dad. What the hell? I didn't even see that coming. But I was like, damn, she's cold. Hot, but cold. Let's see what else. Nyssa freaking disables the League of Assassins, which... Why would she do that? But okay. But you know what I want to know is again, I don't watch the spoilers or news online. I don't watch any interviews. I don't read any comics. I'm just a fan of the show. I don't know. Is that it for the League of Assassins? Did she really dismantle? I don't know. I don't think so. Malcolm's still alive. I think he can somehow get everybody. I don't know. I don't believe that they're over with. And of course, Malcolm's pissed off about it and talks crap to Oliver, which then Oliver's like, don't you know who you're talking to? Which, you know that's not going to be a good thing. And then, of course, the ending, which, once again, that friend that just gets you in trouble. Malcolm tells Damian Dark that freaking Oliver has a son named William. I was like, oh, damn, Malcolm, why did you do that? That's just going to... Because you know that now Damien's going to go after his son, which is going to cause a big old mess. And, of course, Malcolm's going to be in denial because he just has some serious issues about lying. So crazy. Yeah, well, that part there, I was like, you freaking bastard. I love you, but I just want to choke you. But good old Malcolm does that. And that's pretty much it for this episode. I thought it was really good. I really liked this episode. I'm a fan of Damian Dark. I'm a fan of Malcolm. They're both just smart asses and just great antagonizers. Is that a word? I think that is, right? To Oliver and the team. The next episode, we deal with the demolition team. They're going to be working with Hive. I know they're going to be taking out some stuff. So that's going to be cool to talk about next. But yeah, it was a good episode. Pretty cool fighting. Not as explosive fighting in craziness, but definitely dealt with some drama. So I definitely give it a thumbs up. Let me go look at Anna B's email here real quick as I pull my microphone over here. It says, hi, Mike. Now, of course, she sent me this February 11th, 2016. It's been a minute, right? Hi, Mike. Well, this episode was full of twists and Nyssa selfishly only wanting to give the cure for Thea. Is she head of the demon? Wait. I'm just totally messing this up because I'm not wearing my glasses here. For Thea, is she had the demon head's ring and power of the League of Assassins by having Merlin killed? Totally messed that up. Merlin is in no way was going to relinquish that power to Nyssa. Nope. I agree. So Oliver was caught in the middle, not wanting to kill Merlin, but needed to have the Lotus to cure Thea. Luckily for Oliver, he came up with a plan in which he didn't have to kill Merlin, but OMG, he cut off his hand. I totally agree with you on that one. I didn't even see that coming. Now Oliver has really got a price on his head with Merlin, who has gone to Dark with the knowledge that Oliver has a son. Which made my mouth drop open. Dark always thought Felicity's was Oliver's world. So with this knowledge, Dark, he can move forward with his plans to take over Star City. I like that the League was dismantled. Really? Really, Anna? Because I didn't. And Nyssa was the better person to have that power and her father's legacy. I totally agree with you that. I just don't think she should have dismantled the League. It's good to have the League and a big giant army of assassins behind your back. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Then we had Felicity dealing with her dad back in her life, but he was not to be trusted. And after wanting a father in her life, after all those years, it was not to be. Nope, it was not. She had him arrested. That still was like, I think that was probably the shocking out of this whole episode for me, that part there. I was like, damn, again. So my thoughts are, I think it is William in the grave and Oliver not telling Felicity about his son destroys the relationship. Now, we all know what happens, Anna. I would not... You thought it was William? No. I knew it had to be a girl. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was Felicity or Laurel. I think I did. One of those two. But I wouldn't have thought it was the son. Because that Oliver wouldn't have been... He wouldn't have been that... he wouldn't have been that nice. You know? So, and then she put, cheers, Anna. Because she's from Australia. And that's how they talk, people. So that's it. Thank you for the email, Anna. As soon as I get it uploaded, Anna, I will shoot over this show to you so you can share it with the Australian world. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Talking Arrow. Don't forget, it is available on iTunes. And if you go also to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, you'll find Arrow plus other shows there as well. Thanks for listening, sharing, liking, all that good stuff. If you want to see and see more of me, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Twitter and Instagram is Mike the Movie Guy. I Watch Mike on Facebook. And that is it, people. That's it. Have a great weekend. Hope all is well. And I will talk to y'all very, very, very soon. All right? Ciao.
The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
And the ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
Oh, you don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Darhk.